4.13. Stopping. Believe it or not, you're supposed to actually stop at the stop sign. Some people believe this sign means slow to observe police. 4.13.1. Signal when stopping. No person shall stop or suddenly decrease the speed of the vehicle on a highway without first giving an appropriate signal to the driver of any vehicle immediately to the rear. 4.13.2. Method of signaling. Signal shall be given either by means of the hand and arm or by a signal lamp. When you stop at a stop sign, wait 2 or 3 seconds if it's a busy area. When you stop, think 1001, 1002, look both ways, and then go. If you're from the south, think 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, then look both ways and go. When you come to a stop sign, you count, look both ways, and you go. Why is that? Here's a little secret. Have you ever been on a roller coaster, and when you get to the end of the ride, you feel like you have stopped? You say to yourself, I'm going to take off my seatbelt, but then when you look around, the crowd is moving just a little bit. And because the roller coaster is so heavy, you think you've stopped, but in actuality, you're still moving. That's what the police officer sees. So if you swear you have stopped at a stop sign, you may not have because your car is so heavy. There's a change in momentum because of the weight of your car. It feels like you've stopped. You could swear you've stopped, but you haven't stopped. You're still moving, and that's what the officer sees. So that's why you need to come to a complete stop and count 1001, 1002, look both ways, and then go. 4.13.3. Who has the right of way at a four-way stop sign? Or, who should we give the right of way to? Who should be allowed to go first at a four-way stop sign? Take a look at the picture on the right. Car number 1 gets there first, car number 2 gets there second. Who goes first? Do you think it's car number 1 or car number 2? It's a trick question. Car number 1 got there first, so car number 1 is allowed to go first. Car number 2 should yield the right of way to car number 1. But remember, never insist on the right of way. We never want to say, I got here first, so I'm going no matter what. That's how crashes occur. You should know the proper order when encountering these situations. It's like being at a dance. When you ask someone to dance, you would say, would you like to dance? You don't say, I'm going to dance with you, get up. You'll never get anywhere that way. It's the same when yielding the right of way. Car number 1 should be allowed to go first, so car number 2 should yield the right of way. What if 2 cars get there at the same time? Who goes first? Car number 2 should allow car number 1 to go first. You should always yield the right of way to the car on your right. What if 3 cars arrive at the 4-way stop at the same time? Who should go first? The answer is car number 3. Look at the diagram. Car number 1 is on the right of car number 2, and car number 3 is on the right of car number 1, and most people don't realize that. Many people think car number 2 and 3 should go at the same time. They say, I've got a blocker now. They run interference for each other. Remember, you should always yield to the car farthest on the right. What if 4 cars arrive at the 4-way stop at the same time? Who goes first? The person with the biggest car. And because they're driving one of those big boats, you let them go. They deserve it, and they pay so much for gas. In this case, somebody must start the process and let one of the cars go first. It's very rare to have 4 cars arrive at the same time. Let's say you're a nice person on the road. You're going to let everyone else go first. Another sample story. Our instructor, Dave, whose stories we will tell throughout the course, loves to tell stories about his Uncle Buck, one of the funniest persons you'll ever meet. He's about 80 years old, 3 feet tall, and always wears a big hat. He's a rascally guy and always says what's on his mind no matter what. During this course, you'll learn more about Dave's uncle and his driving habits. Dave's uncle is so happy that he's teaching people how to drive because he taught Dave how to drive back in Mississippi. He'll never forget the first time driving with his uncle in his pickup truck. Everything was fine. He's driving and we'd get to a red light and he goes right through the red light. I said, "Didn't you see that red light?" He said, "Yes, I seen the red light. Don't worry about them red lights. My uncle taught me how to drive and my uncle never stopped for red lights in his whole life. My uncle's the best driver in the world." Next red light, he went right through it again. I said, look, another red light. He said, I told you, partner, don't worry about them red lights. One red light after another, he wouldn't even slow down. We got to a green light, he slammed on the brakes. I said, look, the light's green now. He said, yeah, I see it, partner, but that's my uncle coming through the intersection. Take the video quiz.